and the war preview. I mean, I guess this is in part one. I don't know really how to put it together there, but let's say one story one to make it easy. Just a little thing there that we can throw in. Satire, really. The people there in Sweden, having been neutral for hundreds of years, and all of a sudden, so someone there among the leaders decided, nope, we're going to join NATO and we're going to have military, 15 military, American military bases in Sweden. So then, yeah. I mean, this is what I say now, a satire, when I look at the situation, that, yeah, I mean, good. We should, of course, go to war against Russia. You know, that's what good people do. And no problem. We'll fix that. The Americans will come and do it for us, or help us to defeat Russia. And of course we can do that because we are the best and the Americans are the best. And then of course we have to take into calculation that those military bases will most probably be eradicated from the face of the earth by Oreshnik missiles from Russia, or, you know, and maybe they will carry tactical nuclear warheads. Which is okay, they are smaller, they're not like the Hiroshima, you know. Or maybe they are half of that or something, but we can see that the Russians, they are, have so far been fairly civilized about making war. They generally hit military targets, energy facilities. I mean, I guess we can count on destruction of our, well, the dams and electric power systems up there that we have. So we will be without electricity fairly much, I think, and if the nuclear, I mean, if you're lucky, then we avoid the worst fall down from the nuclear waste. And, you know, we're going to win this war, so it's soon over anyway, probably before they start dropping the big ones. I mean, Russia has this Tsar bomb, or whatever it's called, that if dropped on Stockholm would basically make a radioactive desert stretching radius over to Västerås or something. But that's okay, we still have Gothenburg and other places, so let's get into it. I mean, peace through war, you know, that's the only solution. Sometimes we're going to show that we are tough, especially the politicians there, you know. So, and it's our duty as citizens to stand up behind our leaders, and when it's really, you know, getting serious, defend against the evil enemy. And the best defense is a good offense, right? So, well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there are people speaking that way. So I think we might just throw this in at a fairly early stage here in our story. The guy there in the cafe, I think we put it in his mouth, or someone.